This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Demonstrators rallied in Kathmandu on Tuesday, demanding the ousting of Nepal's prime minister in protests at his decision to dissolve parliament amid escalating feuds in the governing Nepal Communist Party. They chanted slogans against Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli as thousands of riot police stood guard. Participants said they will hold larger protests if parliament isn't reinstated. Iran has begun human trials on a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported today that the vaccine produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has over 1.2 million people in Iran infected and nearly 55,000 killed. Iran has sentenced eight of its Baha'i citizens to prison terms and other punishments, according to an informed source. In the latest example of the Islamist ruled nation's longstanding and internationally criticized policy of severely restricting the rights of its Baha'i religious minority. In a December 24th interview with BOA Persian from Iran, the source, who is familiar with the situation of the six men and two women, said their lawyers were informed a day earlier of the sentences handed down by a revolutionary court in the southern port of Bandar Abbas. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he's reinstating a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control the resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. Ramaphosa also said anyone caught not wearing a mask in a public place would face a fine and a possible jail sentence. This is VOA News. Democrats plan to push today for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks that have already been approved by the House of Representatives. Ed Donahue has this from Associated Press. We'll try to have that report for you a little bit later on. We'll say that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senator objects. President-elect Joe Biden is warning of massive damage done to the national security apparatus by the Trump administration and roadblocks in communication between agency officials and his transition team that could undermine American security.
From the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget.
Biden's remarks came after he was briefed by members of his national security and defense teams and advisor. They were made yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware.
Right now, we just aren't getting all the information that we need for the ongoing, outgoing, from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Bangladesh has begun moving a second group of Rohingya Muslims to a low-lying island in the Bay of Bengal, despite strong opposition by international human rights activists. Officials say more than 1,000 Rohingyas are expected to arrive at Basan Char aboard several ships sometime Tuesday, a day after leaving the overcrowded squalid camps in the Cox's Bazar district. Bangladeshi Foreign Minister Abdul Momen said Monday the refugees are being relocated to what he called a beautiful resort. Now, Momen maintained that the island was 100 times better than the camps where the refugees are presently housed and that they had appealed to be taken to the Basan Char. But the refugees themselves and humanitarian workers have said that some of the Rohingya have been coerced to accept going there. Palestinian militant groups in the Hamas-ruled Gaza today launched a drill to test preparedness for a possible Israeli military offensive. A 24-hour exercise began with a salvo of rockets aimed at the sea from a militant post in the southern town of Rafah. As part of the training, the Interior Ministry said Gaza's fishermen are banned from sailing out and movement on the main coastal road is restricted. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.